because I clicked the button. All the power.
Balls, a supernatural podcast with Lizzie and Missy.
Hi, people.
Hello. Welcome back.
Have you missed us?
Thanks for listening.
We've missed us.
I missed you.
I missed you. So nice to see you.
Yay! I know.
Oh, sorry, I'm scratching my head.
Don't hit the headset. Don't hit the headset.
That's going to end up in the cutting
room. I'm going to take my glasses off. My glasses are all askew. I look stupid in the video, and even though it's just us in the video, I don't like it.
You're like,
I don't like it. I'm like, they're askew, I can't.
I'm going to save these videos, and I'm going to show them to everybody. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do
start
that.
Putting, I'm going to start putting makeup on.
Oh, God, no. Why?
I'm going to start putting a bra on first.
Why? It's only from, like, the neck down. You can't really tell.
So that one day Tallahassee runs, and I'm like, hold on.
And we see everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so I don't even remember
all
how we do this.
Things.
How do we even start? Oh, I was doing the rank
so,
thing.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Well, okay, I guess. Well, we gotta stop. We gotta start with talking what episode we're doing.
Oh, that thing. Shouldn't the people know? I mean,
they probably know more than we do. Let's be honest.
Probably. They're like, you did it wrong. Sorry. Yeah, so what episode
y'all
are we talking about?
Not how you do your podcast.
Sorry, people. It's been a little bit.
We're the worst.
What episode are we talking about, Liz?
We are talking about Croatoan.
Season 2, Episode 9.
Season 2, Episode 9.
And this was the mid-season finale. Huh? What?
I felt like we did the season an episode in unison.
Oh, maybe. Hey, we'd be that good.
That would be awesome. Or my computer's really delayed, and then I'm sorry.
I think it might be a little delayed.
No.
This is gonna be good.
Oh God, we're going down from the beginning.
We apologize in advance.
Should I?
Can you see my mouth?
Meeting in Teams.
Oh, I wonder if that would work. I wonder if that would be better than trying to do it in Zoom. No, because then they'd have a record of it somewhere, and they'd be like, oh, I don't know. Maybe we should try that next time.
Yeah.
Do you see my mouth moving and then it come across?
Sometimes, but not all the time. So it's like it's a catch-all. I don't know what I'm getting.
It could be delayed, it couldn't be. You have no idea. Okay, so do you want me to do my episode ranks?
Yes.
Okay. So the Decider.com, which was the one that was like 300 episodes, Jessica Mason ranked this episode 71. She says, a demonic virus taking over a small town leads to some huge revelations about Sam and hugely emotional scenes between the brothers. One of the most tense and dramatic episodes of the early series, and it's still a fan favorite, and why not? Sam telling Dean to kill him, Dean refusing, also murder, what? Murder vines? Murder virus. I can read my writing.
Oh, great, okay.
Great stuff is what she says. Murder vines? Like, what the? Oh, Lord. You know, I'm sitting in the living room because I thought I would have I'd be able to read my notes better, and clearly that is not true.
It's okay. I'm at a dining room table. It's not even mine, so.
Okay, so the next one is the Thrillist.com, which is Uncle Joey Gladstone. They ranked it number 37 out of the 200-something. It says, the boys discover a town with a demonic virus that makes killers out of its people. Something about Sam, blood, hint, demon juice, keeps him from getting infected. That was a little foreshadowing there, a little meh. What do they call that when you ruin it?
Spoiler.
Yes.
When you spoil it?
Yeah, what is it called when you spoil something? Oh, shit. Okay. I also have an Urban Dictionary if you want that right now. I'm just going to throw it all at you at the beginning.
Give me everything. Let's do it.
Okay. So the Supernatural Urban Dictionary word for the week is Dean Winchester. The first definition is the most caring brother anyone could ask for. Definition number two is single-handedly the hottest man in any universe to ever exist.
Okay.
I agree with that one.
I feel like he smells like apple pie and whiskey.
Those are two good things.
If I were to make him a candle, it'd be like leather, apple pie, whiskey.
He probably wears a lot of like Aspen cologne. And I'm okay with that.
He doesn't look like an Axe guy, that's for sure.
No. Well, Axe wasn't around when this started, was it?
I don't know either.
I feel like I need to Google.
I feel like people had it when we were in high school.
When you were in high school.
My one friend. Yeah.
Thank you first for lumping me into that. I appreciate it. Now I'm Googling. When did Axe come? And that probably is not going to work.
I know that my one friend really liked the smell of it, so she bought some just so she could like spray it around her house.
So
and her pillow.
Axe came out in 1983.
No. So,
there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like how I have to show it to you on the... I'm like, look at the video chat, Liz. It happened. Yeah, introduced June 6, 1983. Well, okay then. There goes that. Would you like an outline? Since I'm just going to keep going through everything.
Yes. Well, I forgot. Okay, so to preface this, I couldn't remember if this was a twofer. And it kind of is. But I thought it was like this episode and then what happens the next episode. I didn't know we got like a buffer.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we got Hellhounds like last episode. Then we get Croatoan and I thought we were just going to get the culmination of everything.
Yeah. No. So the outline for this episode, season 2, episode 9, Croatoan. Sam has a vision of Dean killing a young man who seems to be possessed by a demon, leading the brothers to head to Oregon in search of answers.
This episode just proved to me that you should follow Dean's instincts, even though he's a little rough around the edges.
I mean, I'd follow Dean anywhere.
My notes have arrows, in case you're curious.
Oh, look at that. That's got stuff going everywhere. I have that on mine, too.
Oh, good. We're not perfect people.
No. In my notes for the actual episode are in red, and they kind of go around my actual notes. So I don't even know how I do this. I feel like I don't want to use an extra piece of paper, so I just, like, fill in the white space.
But no, I'm going off this episode from memory, because I stopped taking notes during the... because I'm a horrible person.
You suck. Just kidding.
Yeah, I just realized I also stopped that thought, like, halfway. I was like, I stopped taking notes during the... episode is the word in there.
I can edit that in. That's fine.
Leave it. No, it's fine. They need to know how much of a mess I am.
No, that's why we have the cutting room floor episode. Just thinking it all at one time.
Yes.
5 minutes of it the other day.
All right, so let's jump into this episode.
Dive on in.
All right, so this episode, we get, again, another episode that starts with a precursor at the beginning to go back to a different time. But this time we find out that it's a Sam dream.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, Sam visions. Dream. His stupid visions.
They never end up right. He's like a... You remember on Raven, like her visions never like worked out the way she wanted them to? I feel like that happens with Sam too.
Especially next episode.
I'll take your word for it. I didn't watch it. Sorry.
We get to see a good friend in next episode. Don't worry.
Oh, yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Just saw that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looked ahead.
They're back.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So as you stated before, the prophetic dream starts with Dean in like a hospital room-ish, but like a doctor's examination room with obviously a doctor and a nurse and Dean shooting a kid. Who's saying he doesn't have it, he's not sick. And the doctor's saying, I can't prove it, and then Dean just kills him.
Yeah, with that he's just like, okay, boom, done. Oh.
He's like, can't prove it? Fuck it, you're done.
And you're done. Bye-bye.
Oh, we didn't even... I forgot to say when this episode came out.
Ah, damn it.
God damn it.
We're so bad
at this. December.
This is like our first day.
Oh my God, I don't even know what I'm doing. What do I do with my hands? So this episode came out December 7th, 2006. It was the episode before their holiday break. So the next episode doesn't even happen until January 11th, the day before my birthday.
Whoop whoop.
So this is what they left people with in December. Okay, so jumping back into the episode.
Let's circle back.
Yeah, circling back. Now Sam's awake, tells Dean his dream, and they got to go find this place, which turns out to be River Grove, Oregon, because nothing happens in Oregon.
Might as well make something happen.
True. And in this tiny small town where Sam happens to notice the word Croatoan carved into a side telephone pole.
That he hilariously bumps into. It feels like the fakest bump into anything ever. Like, the telephone pole jumped at him, pretty much. He's like, ow.
Oh, didn't see you there. Oh, what? Wait, what's this say?
That's exactly what happened. It was so bad. I think he even felt bad about his acting on that one.
Awful. So then, obviously, they're trying to find the kid that they saw in Sam's dream.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet a man named Sarge.
Is Sarge.
Who is an ex-Marine who Dean kind of rubs the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Until he makes up for the fact that he knows that he's an ex-Marine.
A little touching dad story. My old man was in the Corps.
It's not the only thing your old man was doing. So they end up finding the family, and the family's kind of losing their shit.
Yeah, it was really it was awkward when the kid answered the door. When he's like, yeah, my mom's here. And the dad's like, no one's here. And they're like, that's fishy.
If you're at least going to lie, get your story straight. Come on.
Yeah. Pre-plan your lie.
And then they see them trying to attack the mom and bleed on her.
Yeah, mom's all tied up in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be gross.
And then was it the son that launches himself out the window?
Yeah,
the dad.
The son got away. Yeah, they killed the dad.
That's right. Because Sam couldn't do it.
Yeah,
Sam couldn't shoot the kid.
He totally could have. Like,
oh, he definitely could have.
The kid was standing there for like 25 minutes. He's just letting him go. Yeah. Oh, I couldn't get a good shot. Like, seriously, I don't believe.
Very disappointed. So obviously they have to take mom to the hospital.
Yep.
They take mom to the hospital. Nothing seems wrong with her, but they just test her blood. And then mom kind of loses her shit.
Oh, yeah. She, like, threw them everywhere.
Yeah, she went apeshit. She tossed them like China bowls.
Mm. Do you like that?
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So at this point, Dean tries to leave and runs into a roadblock at the edge of town.
With the one son. Yeah. And then he got to do his fancy driving with trying to get the guy off his car.
Mm-hmm. That had to have been Stunt Baby.
Was it Stunt Dean?
Stunt Dean. And along the lines of the roadblock, radio, phone, cell have all been cut off from the town.
Yeah. Yeah, they noticed that when they got into town. They didn't have any...
They didn't have any cell reception.
Yes.
I speak English well today. That thing. And while that's going on, the nurse / doctor lady, head doctor lady, happens to notice that the blood of the mother actually appears to have traces of sulfur in it.
Mm-hmm. That's never good.
And is that after they say, I felt like they had the devil in them?
Isn't that what the Sarge says when he comes to the little doctor?
Oh, when he shows up again.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one left.
His neighbor, Mr. Rogers. It's like, you have a neighbor named Mr. Rogers?
Rogers?
Oh, not anymore.
So because of that, they now think this demonic intervention / demon virus is transmitted via exchanging blood, which is why the boys were trying to bleed onto the mother. Gross.
Did they find that out after she died? Or before she died?
Yes. After.
Okay, I was gonna say, yeah, because Dean kills her, which I forgot about. And I watched it and I was like, holy crap, he totally just killed that lady.
But the sulfur doesn't actually appear in the blood until like 4 hours after the infection.
Yeah.
That's why it didn't show up until after she was dead.
Bye, lady.
So now Sam begins to speculate that it could be related to something he read in his dad's journal, because his dad noted that Croatoan is the name of a demon associated with plague and pestilence.
I'm just going down my side notes here, and I don't remember what I was reacting to, but it just says, awkward. Pam. WTF. No, Sam! I don't know.
Oh, was it the scene with the nurse?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Where she goes all crazy. She gets Sam in the room by herself. Yeah. And then she attacks him. That's probably a good memory, Liz. Because I'm sitting here like, I don't even know.
I was trying to think of what Sam would be doing in this that would be super awkward.
Just being Sam?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And every awkward demon hitting on them.
Yeah.
So the kid from Sam's vision shows up at the medical center randomly.
Yeah.
Fishy to me, Dwayne.
Dwayne. I was just fishing. Everybody went crazy.
I was fishing with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So then they tie him up.
I mean, as they should.
Yeah, I don't trust that dude. He just came from out of the crazies.
For real, the rest of his family went crazy. So why wouldn't he have gotten infected?
And following that is when the vision essentially happens. Because Dean locks Sam in a room to stop him from preventing killing Dwayne. Dean Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne. I'm looking for a Dwayne. I'm sorry, Dean. I'm looking for a Duani. But Dwayne isn't able to kill him.
Present. Okay, sorry.
Deanne.
Jaqueline? Is there a Jaqueline?
Jacqueline?
Don't correct me.
Oh, God. Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm circling back. Because this is that part where I think you had your thing.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Does that make sense?
He's on TV right now.
No!
Well, I don't remember which one it is. He's hosting some game show, and he's on TV right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry. Let's...
And scene. So Sam and Dean then use medical supplies to essentially make Molotov cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
To make an arsenal to get them out.
Yeah.
And while that's going on, that's when your medical nurse locks Sam in the closet and cuts her hand and his chest.
So rude. I think she just wanted to get a piece of him. She's like, let me see.
So she got Sam in the room. This is something that they don't really say in the episode. She got Sam in the room, wanted to infect him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. I'm going to give away everything. So we'll go through this and then I'll circle back. Dean kills the nurse. Others want Sam dead. Dean refuses to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they obviously test Sam's blood because now they think he's infected. Because it would make sense.
Yep.
And then Sarge and Dean kind of go at it because Sarge is going to kill Sam. And then Dean says, no, you make a move on him and you'll be dead before you hit the ground. And Dean says, okay, go on, get out. You can take my car.
Yeah.
I'll stay with my brother. Only time he'll ever let anyone touch the Impala.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know it's serious if he's like, take the car. I'm staying with my brother.
Mm-hmm. And then the whole town just kind of disappears. Everybody's gone.
Yeah, I felt that part was kind of like... anticlimactic.
Yeah, they were getting up for war and then all of a sudden nobody's there.
Yeah.
It's a ghost town.
Right. They have all their quote unquote weapons that they're gonna use and they go outside and it's nothing. Not even like a cricket.
No, and meanwhile they had the whole town shut down and had no problems attacking Dean and the Impala.
Right. Interesting.
So then a couple hours pass, it turns out Sam isn't infected.
Nope.
He definitely got demon blood in him, though, so that's weird.
Yeah.
And Dwayne goes with Sarge, which I just felt so bad for Sarge.
I know.
I felt so bad. Insert fucking demon goblet.
I just had this flashbacks thing. To freaking Meg, and I was like, you know what, Meg? I hate you. I hate you, Meg. Now there's another person just like you.
Dwayne.
Dwayne and Meg.
Dwayne and Meg. So obviously he slits Sarge's throat because he needs to make a phone call.
I mean, in his defense, the cell lines were down. You know, the phone lines were down. So how else was he going to get a call through?
You're right. And this is where it kind of gives us some insight because it says that this was actually a test.
Mm-hmm.
Circles back to the idea that Croatoan was some demon virus warfare. And that Sam is immune as expected.
Yeah. So what else is going on?
But it also turns out that Dwayne isn't actually infected. He's just a demon.
Do you think then that the nurse was
so
just... Okay, go ahead.
That's what I was circling back at. I was wondering when she was infecting Sam, obviously it was part of the test.
Uh-huh.
How would somebody just randomly infected with a demon virus who just wants to kill people know to do that if she wasn't a demon, but we'd never see the demon escape and then go into Dwayne?
Right.
So Dwayne was never actually infected until the demon took his body as a meat suit.
Yeah.
It's my theory.
That's what I thought watching it too, because I was like, wouldn't she have just gone crazy and started attacking people? Not because when she locked the door in the room, she's like, I've been waiting to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think she was the demon first, and then the demon went to Dwayne.
Yeah. Dwayne.
And then we end the episode with this gorgeous, picturesque view of a river and the Impala and the boys sharing a beer.
Oh, it was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was so nice. We get it twice. And Dean basically is on the cusp of revealing something Dad told him before he died about Sam.
Yeah, but Dean's already ready to retire from hunting.
Which kind of it rubs Sam the wrong way.
Yeah. He wants to go to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, whatever.
It's each his own.
I'd go with him.
I'm surprised that there are places that he hasn't been at this point in his life.
Yeah, I thought that too. Maybe it was like one of those, like, you're just doing a drive-by and you don't really get to see it.
Yeah, they don't have time for it.
Like, sorry, I can't stop and look at the Grand Canyon. We're hunting.
Just peek out the window. There you go, you saw it.
See it as we drive by.
All right, so you got some random shit for me?
Oh, I do.
Yes.
I do. Okay. So, well, let me take a sip of Wawa. Not that that's going to help me read. Okay, so the word Croatoan was carved on the tree on Roanoke Island. It was the site of the Lost Colony in 1590, which I feel like we should know from history class. Dean introduces him and Sam as Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard, who are the singer/guitarist and drummer of ZZ Top. They mention Schoolhouse Rock, which is a series of educational short films featuring songs about schoolhouse topics, including grammar, science, economics, history, and politics. It was broadcast on ABC between 1973 and 1986. Is that the one, The Bill? Is that the Bill song?
Yeah.
A Bill on Capitol Hill? Is that from Schoolhouse mm-hmm. Rock?
Oh, that is Schoolhouse Rock.
I remember. I think it's Dean says it's a little too Stepford. And that is referenced to, and I didn't know this, was originally a 1975 sci-fi/horror movie, The Stepford Wives, based on a novel by Ira Levin. I didn't know it was that the one in 2004 was a remake.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should have known. I did not. The doctor mentioned Sidewinder, which is a town, was 40 miles down from the Overlook Hotel in The Shining. And I don't think, did I mention yet? The town, River Grove, Oregon, which they're in, is actually a fictional town. It's not a real town. There are no towns near Crater Lake large enough to have their own medical clinic.
Ah.
Yeah, so River Grove, fake. Sidewinder, real, I believe. So is The Shining reference. There are 17 references to The Shining throughout the series, which you could figure over 300 episodes, that might not be a lot. But I feel like they were all crammed into the beginning.
Yeah, I feel like we've had pretty much a Shining reference in episode.
Yeah, possibly two.
Yeah, minimum. It's a requirement in season one and two.
Yeah. Well, we don't have anything to talk about. We're just going to throw in a Shining reference. It's fine. So then they talk about Mr. Rogers, which we've talked about before, which is an American children's TV series created by Fred Rogers that aired from 1968 to 2001. Was produced by WQED here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They mentioned The Omega Man, which is a film about a man being the sole survivor of an apocalyptic plague that turns the rest of the world's population into mutant monsters. Charlton Heston was in that movie.
Sounds like I Am Legend.
Sonia Bennett, who played Pamela Clayton. That was the nurse, right? Crazy nurse slash possible demon nurse lady.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Dwayne was a Tanner.
Dude. Oh my God, was he related to the Tanners from the Full House?
Maybe.
That's DJ's cousin Dwayne.
Oh God.
Oh shit.
It's one of Joey Gladstone's kids.
Okay, so Sonia Bennett played Nurse Pam. She also plays Deputy Jan Harris in season 11, episode 20, Don't Call Me Shirley. Chilton Crane, who played Mrs. Tanner, also plays Mary Lou in season 8, episode 6, Southern Comfort. I already said that River Grove is not a real place. Oh, sorry. That was loud the last time I did the... My notes were like all over the keyboard the last time, and I was like, why is there so much noise? Nolan Gerard Funk and Diego Klattenhoff, who are Jake and Dwayne, so brothers in this episode, also played brothers in Smallville, season 4, episode called Crypto. Jensen was also in that episode, and most of season 4 of Smallville, he played Jason Teague, and then he left Smallville to do Supernatural. Which I did not know, so I thought that was a nice little tidbit.
I don't like Superman, so I never watched Smallville, but now I might just watch season 4.
Superman hater, are you?
Just kidding. I just think he's a little overrated. I'm a Batman girl.
Okay, I see it. I see it now. The Croatoan virus isn't mentioned again until season 5 in episode The End. I think people are going to start noticing, like, when I cut things out, because I'll start talking again, and then you're laughing underneath.
Sorry, I should stop. I'm a horrible
then,
person.
No, it's fine, because then I start to laugh, so it's like, oh, Missy messed up. It's We're going to hear about this eventually. This is the second episode to involve Sam's quote-unquote immunity, and now we know he's immune to demonic viruses. Jared said many times in different interviews and at conventions that filming the scene where Sam tells Dean to leave him was especially hard. He said he got very emotional and he had to dial it back because the emotion didn't serve the scene. I guess he gave it his all.
Oh, man.
There are a couple errors that I found on IMDb. Used another website. Aren't you proud of me?
I'm so proud of you.
I'm just adding to my website list. So there were errors. When the boys meet Sarge, we are purposely shown a tattoo on his left arm of a bulldog and cross rifles. The bulldog is a Marine Corps symbol, but the cross rifles are a branch insignia of the U.S. Army Infantry. Marines do not wear branch insignia, and there is no indication of his rank on his tattoo. So how would Dean know that he was a Sarge?
His dad was in the Corps.
I can just tell.
Sends it.
This is another error. Sam said that the colony of Roanoke disappeared overnight. Roanoke actually disappeared after John White went back to England for supplies and returned 3 years later. So, I mean, if 3 years is overnight, then I guess okay, but
close enough.
I didn't have any fun foreign titles for this episode. They were pretty much just Croatoan, and I was kind of upset about that. But, you know, what That's are you going to do? I did find, though, on screenrant.com, it was called Crazy Facts About Supernatural Only Superfans Know. And a couple of them I knew, but this one I did not. That Jensen and Jared actually lived together before they got married. And then I put not to each other.
I was going to say, you make it kind of sound like this.
Yeah, before they got married, they lived together, you know. Out of wedlock, that's fine. People can do that these days.
That's how you learn about each other.
No, but I didn't know that they shacked up there for a little bit before they got married to other people.
Not, to their ladies.
Not each other. Yes.
They were already married to each other.
That's true. That's very true. Okay, that's all I got for you.
Okay. So you touched on pretty much what I'm covering.
Oh, touch.
Hey, look at our stories going into each other again.
Does like Jerry we know Jensen things. Touch. But we don't.
At a safe distance, 6 feet apart.
Exactly.
Okay, so I got my information from, and I'm going to sound super professional and intelligent for this, thelostcolony.org, the History Channel, National Geographic, and the Smithsonian.
Look at you go. I'm like IMDb and
Supernatural Wiki.
Yeah, exactly. Supernatural fandom.
So I'm going to talk about the Lost Colony, Roanoke. And Roanoke actually happened 23 years before Jamestown.
They kind of
give
wow.
it some time frame.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was when England was originally trying to like colonize and kind of move into America. It actually started in three groups. The first group arrived in 1584. They were sent out to map out the land for future groups and explored the local areas and tribes, and this included explorers Philip Amatus and Arthur Barlow. And the second group arrived in 1585. And this was more of a military and scientific mission, was driven out by local tribes in 1586, who were afraid that the colonists were taking land and resources from underneath them. And this group was led under the direction of Ralph Lane, who was also the governor at the time. And in the first group actually brought back two Native Americans who they deemed as kind of friends at this time and brought them back to England. The third group arrived in 1587. This is the group that arrived in August, which comprised of 17 women, 11 children, and 90 men. And this was actually their first attempt at settling an English colony in North America. And if no one knows, Roanoke Island is right off the coast of North Carolina, which is what is now Dare County, which Dare makes an appearance later for a reason. Mm-hmm. So the second group actually had some issues with getting to Roanoke in the first point. Their ship, the Tiger, was actually damaged and they lost half of their provisions.
It was named the Tiger.
So that's why they ended it kind of quickly. That and Lane murdered a Roanoke Indian chief, Wingina.
That's not good.
Generally not.
Yeah, we try to stray from that.
So the colony was sponsored by Sir Walter Raleigh.
You can sponsor a colony?
Apparently.
Like you he sponsor actually, like an arena?
I guess. He's like, Roanoke Island, brought to you by Sir Walter Raleigh. He got lucky, though, because I'm pretty sure, and I should have looked this up before, I'm going to get false facts. I apologize if I'm going to say it anyway. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense.
Now, Sir Walter Raleigh was a close acquaintance of Queen Elizabeth I, which is why she gave the rights, only if he named the area Virginia after the Virgin Queen.
Okay.
Sir Walter Raleigh was a writer, poet, soldier, politician, courtier, spy, and explorer known for making tobacco popular in England.
Oh, that's a lot of jobs there.
Yeah, he also eventually was imprisoned in the Tower of London and executed for treason.
Once was a friend.
Now he's a foe. Also, fun fact, he actually never stepped foot in Roanoke.
Oh, really?
So he sent the people, he sponsored the trips, but he actually never went to Roanoke.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're the boss.
Pretty much, you're like, just do my dirty work.
Exactly.
Now, other famous people that have stepped foot in Roanoke, unlike Sir Walter Raleigh, Sir Francis Drake actually stopped at Roanoke in 1586. And actually, many of the colonists left Roanoke to return to England, fed up with the lack of supplies and tensions with the natives. So they actually got on a ship with Sir Francis Drake and left.
Oh, wow.
And that was in the second group, which is funny because then two supply ships arrived a week later.
Oh,
and they arrived to a nearly abandoned colony due to, and one of the reasons that they were late was that they were held up by Queen Elizabeth declaring war on Spain.
A little thing like that.
How minor thing.
How long did it take for them to get from England to the colony at that point?
A couple of months.
Months, okay.
Now, the third group was led by the governor of the new city of Raleigh, Insidious, C-I-T-T-I-E.
Oh, the city.
Yeah. The governor was John White, as you had mentioned. Mm-hmm. And John White was kind of the leader of the expedition. He was the governor of the colony. And he brought along his pregnant daughter, Eleanor Dare, which is where Dare County gets its name.
Why bring the pregnant lady with you?
Because like, she's going to get seasick anyway. I don't know.
I feel like in the 1580s, you don't want to give birth anyway. But to give birth in the middle of absolutely nowhere, probably not a good thing.
Well, I think it might come to the fact that it's bragging rights, because later on, he becomes the grandfather of the first child born in America.
You're right, yeah.
First English child born in America.
Yeah.
So he brought along his pregnant daughter, Eleanor Dare.
So it was all for him.
Yes. His son-in-law, Ananias.
Well, that's Dare. Nice that they brought him along. Like, not just the pregnant lady. I'll bring your husband, too. I mean.
I guess. And the Indian chief, Manteo, who was one of the ones that they took back to England from the first exploration.
Okay.
And he was actually part of the Croatoan tribe, so they had good ties to the Croatoan tribe. They also brought a Native American from the Algonquin tribe named Wanchis. And Wanchis did not stay as friendly as Manteo.
No.
So on August 18th, 1587, Virginia Dare is born. She's the first English child born on American soil. And while this is going on, John White was sent back to England to get supplies to bring back. He also left to request assistance from the government for, obviously, aid, weapons, and supplies. And he returned August 18th, literally 3 years after his granddaughter was born. So August 18th, 1590. And he was held up by the Anglo-Spanish War. Because Queen Elizabeth demanded that all ships abandon whatever they were doing and assist with the war. And when he returned, the town was deserted. Houses were disassembled because when they built the houses, they were assembled in a certain way that they were able to disassemble them if they needed to in order to move the colony inland, which was the original plan.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
And the town was actually surrounded by a large wall, making it look very fort-like. That wasn't there when he left.
Oh.
Now, there was no sign of anyone except one word carved into the side of the palisades, which is the defensive wall, which was Croatoan, and three letters carved into a tree, C-R-O. All 117 people just disappeared. After 3 years, they just disappeared. After the second group killed an Indian chief.
Yeah. It wasn't looking good for everybody.
No, they were just like, here you go. Good luck in America.
Have fun, pregnant lady.
You only have a newborn now. It's fine. So there are some theories because no one knows exactly what happened at all, because even John White went around to try and figure it out what had happened, including thinking that Croatoan meant that they had moved to Croatoan Island, since obviously they were friends with Manteo. So here are some of the theories. The first theory is that they tried to sail back to England themselves, got lost in sea, and died.
Oh, well, that's sad. I mean, it's sad all around, but...
I'll be honest, very few of these are actually good.
I wouldn't think that any of them would be, so... It was a man. He didn't ask for directions, you know?
That's it. They should just let Eleanor run the show.
Mm-hmm.
So the second theory is that they were killed by Spaniards who marched up from Florida, because obviously this is happening during the Anglo-Spanish War.
Rude.
So they believe that they might have been massacred by Spaniards. Another theory is that they actually befriended local tribes or, quote, moved 50 miles further into the main. So things that support these are the fact that a town called Metiaquim, or a tribe, may have adopted some of the colonists. Possibly that Croatoan meant that they traveled 50 miles south to Hatter's Island, which is actually where Croatoan Island is now. It's Hatter's Island, which at the time was known as Croatoan Island. In 2007, researchers actually began to collect and analyze DNA from local Native Americans to see if there's any relation to Roanoke settlers.
Oh.
To further prove the fact that they were actually taken in by local tribes.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
And in 1998, archaeologists found a 10-carat gold signet ring with a dancing horse or lion engraved onto it, believed to be 16th century, found near Cave Creek, a Croatoan site and trading hub, possibly linked to the Kendall family who were involved in the Roanoke voyages. And they've since found a couple of like rapiers and cannons and whatnot in certain areas that could potentially be English of sorts.
Oh, okay.
And they found like thoughts of what could be the houses and some Native American towns, the ones that they built up and they could tear down.
Yeah, yeah.
Another theory is that they were ravaged by famine and the plague.
Ravaged.
Ravaged. because if anything was carrying the plague, such as rats that were introduced to America from England, they could have carried the plague with them, which would have terrorized a small colony that didn't necessarily have the correct provisions in the first place. So another theory is that there's a secret village. In 2012, the first colony foundation examined paper patches on John White's map, Le Virginie Pars. So John White was a man who actually came with one of the other exploration voyages. He wasn't, the third time wasn't the first time he was there, to actually map out the area.
Sorry, the third time wasn't his first time.
The third time wasn't the first time. Okay. So he was known for his maps and his map making.
Okay.
Cartography. So this first colony foundation actually examined the map Le Virginie Pars using x-ray, and they found a faint image of a fortified town, possibly drawn in invisible ink or covered up by another piece of paper.
Invisible ink?
That they believe could have been what they were actually shooting for, which was 50 miles inland.
That's so, like, National Treasury.
I know. So the theory is that they set up shop there, realized it wasn't working, so they believe that because they fortified it, and then they packed up everything and just moved it inward and lived there. Another theory is cannibalism.
Had to go there.
Either eaten by cannibalistic tribes or eating each other to survive. So it could have been that they were eaten by other tribes or that they just kind of ate each other.
Yeah.
And this is kind of backed by the fact in 1609, Jamestown resorted to cannibalism.
Oh, really?
To survive. Yeah, they did. To survive what they called the, quote, starving time when they were low on supplies in a harsh winter. And recently, a skeleton of a 14-year-old female that they've named Jane showed signs of cannibalism, especially around her mandible and the skull.
Was that on a Josh Gates show?
That was also on Josh Gates.
Okay. I was like, I remember hearing that part. It had to be Josh Gates that said that.
So there are a lot of parallels between Jamestown and Roanoke, so they believe that cannibalism could have potentially played a part, which would also explain why there have been no bodies found.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Another one, which ties into the supernatural.
Ooh, my favorite kind of natural.
witchcraft.
Okay.
So the theory here with supernatural witchcraft is that they were either executed by local natives as witches, thinking that they were just the devil, or that a witch in North Carolina woods who uses black magic could have possibly cursed them and caused them to either die of famine or cause cannibalism or to turn on each other, because there was superstitions that there was a witch in the woods.
Cool.
The Croatoans actually believed in something called the reptilian devil of the woods.
Okay.
That was known to attach itself to people, causing them to become violent, greedy, and paranoid, which would have caused the settlers to turn on one another.
Oh.
And obviously, they still don't know what happened. It's kind of up in the air. And a lot of the things that they're finding are kind of being disproven, one of which being something called the Dare Stones. And the Dare Stones are these big marbles that have supposedly been carved to tell what happened. A man on vacation found one.
Just on vacay. I'm just on vacay down here at Hilton Head.
And then two more were found by someone else. And the first one was kind of proven to be real around that time, which could have possibly told what happened in Roanoke. However, the other two were disproven to be fake by somebody who just decided to carve them. So the Derrick stones haven't been extremely reliable.
You know, that one person just has to ruin it for everybody.
Right.
Why gotta be a D word?
And obviously, American Horror Story, which was the sixth season, American Horror Story, Roanoke, loosely based off of what happened in Roanoke. I also spent a lot of time watching a lot of, like, documentaries on the city of Roanoke, aka the Lost Colony.
I feel like I have to go back and learn more things now.
It's fascinating. The fact that you don't know, there's literally, like, nothing pointing in one direction or the other is astounding.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm curious how they were able to carve the entire name Croatoan on the wall, but only got C-R-O on the tree.
It just had to run then. Something was after them. Maybe it was the witch.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the lizard thing.
Maybe it was the revenge for killing Chief Wangina.
Mm-hmm.
Which also sucks, because again, one person has to ruin it for everybody. Skin Lane had to go and kill a chief.
That guy.
Why would you upset somebody if you're bringing families?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, why would you do it anyway? Like, unless he tried to attack you, why are you just going to go kill people? It's not nice.
What I also didn't understand, so it made sense with the first group, because they mapped everything out and saw what was the most fruitful land to send people to.
Mm-hmm.
The second group was the military group. And then the third group was, like, the friends and family. And they only had, like, 17 women, 11 children, and 90 men. It doesn't say if any of those 90 men were military at all. And if they're going on a war with Spain, they probably didn't have any protection.
I feel bad for those 17 women with those 90 men.
That's true, but maybe some of those 11 children are women and they're going to be child brides. Because rules don't apply in the 1500s.
That just makes it even worse. Like, I felt bad for the 17 women thinking they weren't going to be left alone. Then you had to add in the kids. Thanks, Liz.
You're welcome. They're just like, here's Virginia Dara, this newborn. She'll marry you, Joseph.
You're only 60. Do people live that long? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think they died in their 40s.
Okay, he's only 14.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, that's the lost city of Roanoke.
We had a rocky start, but I think we finished strong. Do we want to say goodbye to our friends? Oh, sorry, do you have more? I'm cutting you off.
No, I was just going to say, how dare.
That's it, we're
but
done.
Not to be confused with the dare stones.
How dare you?
How dare stones?
How Virginia dare you?
How Eleanor dare you? Ananias.
How did Ananias get his name?
I don't know. So next time we'll talk about episode 10.
Hunted.
The hunted. We'll be updating our website soon.
Yes. We have to write bios.
So you guys can get to know us. I haven't written mine either, but I know what I'm doing.
But I posted the link in our Twitter info section. What do you call that? Your Twitter bio? You're about me. I posted the link in there so they can go check it out.
Check it out.
I don't know if you saw, I added us to Stitcher yesterday. You can find us on Stitcher. I don't know. I'm liking our stats. You guys don't know I'm a stats person, and I check our our stats on everything, like every other day probably. We're getting a lot of Spotify love, and I like it. I'm liking the Spotify.
So what you're saying
love.
Is keep sharing and listening to us.
Yes, keep sharing, listening, liking, following, all those things that you do. We appreciate it.
Otherwise, Missy will be a sad panda.
Oh, I don't want to be a sad panda. I want to be a happy panda. A sad panda.
Not a kung fu panda?
No, not a kung fu panda. Just a happy
Maybe
panda.
Next week.
Maybe. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Listen to us, share us. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Balls, a Supernatural podcast with Lizzie and Missy. If you want more, follow on Twitter and Instagram at SBNBallsPod or email SBNBallsPod@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe and follow Balls on your favorite streaming service.